Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, and this is Richmond's home for VCU basketball. And the Rams are back in Richmond after their trip to the Bahamas. A successful trip. A 2-1 trip. You know, the first time this team has gone 2-1 in an MTE in quite some time here. I just was so tired of the 1-2 MTEs, especially with the ones that were losses in the first round, putting us in the loser bracket. But everything worked out pretty well. You know, we had our shot against what is like a top 10 team in the country right now in the Vanderbilt Commodores. The SEC is legit, and they poured millions of dollars into the basketball program. And Vanderbilt was, for years, one of the bottom teams in the SEC. I think they're going to finish towards the top. I am obsessed with Coach Philip Martelli Jr.'s comment to Robbie Robinson after the loss to Vanderbilt. So they lose to Vanderbilt, and he says that team was picked to finish 11th in the SEC. If they finish that low in the SEC, I'll eat the scouting report. I loved that from our head coach. And the Rams were in that game. Cut it to 2, I believe, right before the break. Just couldn't deal with all the runs that the Commodores made. But they certainly could deal with the runs made by the Hokies. Got off to a great start on Friday. And then dealt with, you know, the blow that the Hokies put on them. They kind of punched them in the mouth, made that a game again. And the Rams went on another run to regain the advantage and got a much-needed victory. And out of the Bahamas with a 2-1 record. And now they come home for this crucial stretch of games in December that starts Friday against Samford. And when Coach Martelli Jr. talked to the media yesterday, he talked about that trip to the Bahamas and how crucial it is for his team to develop the team chemistry. Because that's the most important thing here is the guys, they've already shown the ability to get up for each other and create energy for each other. The next step is creating plays for each other on the court. And I think this team really loves each other, and it is a great group of guys that they've put together here that have a lot of talent. The next step is kind of really knowing where everyone's going to be on the court so you can make some of these no-look passes and make some of those plays that you make when you just have a feel for where your teammate is going to be. Joining us right now for VCU basketball on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from VCU Ram Nation, Matt Shelton-Ide. What's up, Matt?
Adam, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good, and you know, your thoughts on the Bahamas trip. I'm totally okay with a 2-1 record.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I mean, basically, finishing over 500 in one of those things has kind of eluded us for a little bit. So to not only win, but then to kind of, you know, whoop up on an in-state, I don't want to call them a rival because they never play us, but to whip up on an in-state team, it felt really good. So super pleased with the showing, and obviously Vanderbilt can really hoop. I would have liked to have seen us compete a little more in that second half. You know, we had a two-point halftime deficit, and they kind of crushed us in the second, but overall not a bad showing.
You're my numbers guy with KenPom and the net. Does the A-10 look like more than a one-bid league at this moment?
I mean, right now, the net, I mean, people are really raving about the net, how many teams we have in the top 100. Not just 100, I guess like top 75. So apparently we're in a much better position than we were last year. I don't really pay attention to the net this early typically. But, I mean, there's just, you know, there's still so many opportunities for bad losses. And, you know, the challenge is you got teams that like Loyola Chicago that were supposed to be good. They've got a really good player in Miles Rubin, and now they're, you know, one of the worst rated teams in the net in the country, I believe. And that's just, you know, a huge landmine. So, I mean, we'll see. There's still a lot. I want to see how the non-conference finishes off. I know our sort of good opportunities are in our rear view. You know, we won't play any really sort of resume opponents until we get into conference play. I'm not sure exactly who else other teams have, but yeah, definitely in a better position than last year, that's for sure.
You know, it says a lot about our program that this head-to-head against New Mexico was supposed to mean a lot. They lose their head coach, we lose our head coach. You know, VCU's still good. New Mexico's falling off, right?
Well, correct. I mean, so far that's what the numbers look like. We're currently a KenPom 10-point favorite, but they do have a top 100 win. They beat Mississippi State. So, you know, that should keep our attention. They haven't been super efficient this year. They don't really have any terrible losses, but, you know, we've looked more competitive against sort of elite teams than they have. So we'll be the favorite. It's on our home court. We've got a little revenge factor for a few of our players that were there that took that L last year. But, yeah, we seem to continue to roll, and they're struggling a little bit more than you would have liked to have seen from a non-conference opponent.
Continuing with the numbers, there's red hot and there's scorching hot, and the thrill of T. Hill from long range has been scorching hot. Is this just who he is? I mean, didn't feel
apparently,
like he had that many attempts last year from three.
Yeah, I mean, one, you know, that team was just loaded with really good experienced guard talent. So to get an opportunity was extremely hard. So he barely, you know, got off the bench. And honestly, this year, his minutes, I mean, the numbers he's putting up, he's really arguing for more minutes. He had a season-high 21 minutes in that Tech game. He had 21 points. You know, I actually dove into his numbers a bit this week, and it was pretty stunning to me. I mean, his player efficiency rating, his box plus minus, his true shooting percentage numbers, they're just off the charts. His points per 40 average is way above what Eric Maynard was doing as a sophomore year, and even Bones Highland. So his numbers, if you really look at them, there's a full season that you have to, that's the challenge, you know. But, I mean, it's not like he's played 10 minutes. I mean, he's logged, I don't know, 100 and some 200 minutes this year. And he's been insanely efficient, and his numbers are, like, historically good for a sophomore. So I'm curious to see how the coach handles that, if he gives him more time. But, I mean, he's just looked like our best offensive player at, you know, multiple times throughout the season. And that's, I think, saying something with all the transfer talent we brought in, all these guys that had, you know, top 100 rankings and all that. And really, he's been the breakout performer.
Yeah, and I think he's earned some minutes with the starters, with the ability for Nick Lewis to drive and dish to him, or Bam Tracy to drive to dish to him. You need to get him some more open looks. What do you make of the inconsistency of Barry Evans? At times, he looks like our best player. At times, you know, it looks like he needs to be on the bench. It's so weird, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's, you know, he has that build to just do everything. 6'8", 220 or whatever. He can, you know, can play defense. He's super long. He can shoot three a bit. He was almost a 40% three-point shooter last year. Hasn't shot it quite as well this year, but, you know, we've seen that he has that in him over a full season. Can block shots, can steal. He can just do a lot. It's just, I think, really, to me, it seems when he struggles, it's just when he's just, I don't know, it's like he's just not locked in, or at times he's just trying to do too much. So I think when he lets the game come to him, he just has a ton of skill. And really, if you look at his, you know, numbers throughout the season, I feel like most of his games have been pretty darn good. And so, you know, he's got a bunch of new teammates, not a new system. He's got the same coach, but there's a lot to get used to. And we've played some really challenging teams with, you know, very skilled players. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do. He was kind of the rave of the off season. So give him some time. We'll see how his numbers shake out. And, yeah, I think he's clearly a really helpful piece for us.
Crucial stretch of games here in December before A-10 conference play begins. I'm interested to hear your answer. I have locked into my answer, but most important player VCU needs to have a good December. Not the team, but the most important player for the team to have success in conference play.
Oh, man. It feels like Barry Evans, honestly.
See, for me, it's Tyrell Ward, and it's not even close. They need him to start hitting some shots and to be the athletic playmaker he can be.
Well, I feel you on that. However, I would counter with Tyrell Ward played 5 minutes against Virginia Tech, and we beat the pants off Virginia Tech, an ACC team with some serious talent. So technically, we didn't need Tyrell Ward at all, and we basically didn't use him at all. And so I think Barry Evans, basically, he's going to get more opportunity than a lot of guys. Coach trusts him. He does a lot. So I just think he's a dude that we need to be at his best. I just trust Lazar Jokovic. I think he's going to be so good. If Terrence Hill is – if he's playing his best, we're a whole other team because, you know, he's shooting three. So I don't think we need Tyrell Ward. I think that would be great. He was the player I was most excited about, honestly, coming into the season. But, you know, he's got to pick it up. And, you know, otherwise he's going to get left behind. But I do think he has insane talent, and he showed a lot of that earlier in the year. But Bahamas wasn't good to him, but I think he'll bounce back.
Yeah, I think he'll bounce back, and it was probably one of those things where it's like, it's not working. Let's get him going in December when we're back at home at the Siegel Center. I do think, and I understand what you're saying against Virginia Tech, I think for this team to win the A-10 championship, Tyrell Ward needs to score a couple points off the bench.
Yeah, would definitely wouldn't hurt. I mean, he can just do so much. Super athletic, can shoot three, has not shot it well. And I would love to see him get going.
Who are your biggest threats in the A-10 right now?
I mean, it's basically the same as everyone. One, you know, when I first saw Dayton at the beginning of the year, I just wasn't impressed. They didn't pass the eye test. But I feel like they've really gotten a lot better. You know, they struggled with Maryland, Baltimore, County. You know, competed at Cincinnati, but weren't great. Struggled with Bethune-Cookman. But then they go and they win at Marquette, which is a down Marquette, but it's still at Marquette. Beat Georgetown. And then they really almost knocked off BYU, which is an insanely good team, and we should know that from last year's NCAA tournament. So I think Dayton, they're coming together. You know, they're always a threat. In St. Louis, they just, you know, great coach. Josh Schertz can really coach. They got talent. I want to see what they do against, you know, more sort of good competition. But I don't know, man. I think St. Louis is a popular pick. People are liking George Mason right now. But to me, the A-10, it always comes down to VCU and Dayton. So really, they're kind of the team on my radar.
It feels like Dayton beats Marquette every year.
Yeah, well, they beat up. It feels like they beat up a Big East team every year. So,
yeah. GW, you think they're going to be a threat? Coach Caputo is pretty proud of the work he's done in the transfer portal, and they're 7-2 to start the year.
I do. I mean, for starters, they had a pretty darn good foundation with, you know, keeping Castro there. And then out in the portal, you know, they brought in another really good big man. Tyrone Marshall can really hoop. And, you know, they just – I mean, right now they're looking pretty good. Took a loss to Murray State. You know, I'm sure they would like back. Same deal, McNeese State. I need to see more from them. But, you know, I do like they have a talented front court. I don't love their back court at all. And I think really you need that to win the A-10, but they got two really good bigs, and it seems they're improving. But again, I want to see them against more competition, because, you know, they played two top 100 teams, but both of them are fringe top 100. So I don't know. I gotta see George Washington, you know, do a full season of good play. It's something I feel like I haven't seen really since Mike Lonergan, to really believe in that team.
Well, always appreciate you taking the time, man. We'll see you at the Stew on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Tuesday, December 2nd, and the theme of today's show is the playoffs. We are starting to get a clearer picture for the NFL playoffs and college football playoffs. The latest bracket will be revealed tonight. But it is a Tuesday, December 2nd, which means we highlight all of the best scoring plays from the weekend, because the only thing that matters is reaching pay dirt here on a Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
Matthew Stafford, our touchdown leader in the NFL with 32 touchdown passes on the year. And look, Matthew Stafford did not have a good game. His turnovers really cost him against the Carolina Panthers. The two interceptions were bad. But he continues to pour on the touchdowns this season, and he had two interceptions. That brings his grand total to four on the season. But his 32 touchdown passes is number one in the NFL. We highlight you on a Touchdown Tuesday, Matthew Stafford.
Touchdown, Aggies.
Out near side now. Stafford rolling to his right. Glancing throws. Back of the end zone. Right on cue. Devontae Adams in the red zone.
By Stafford.
Touchdown Tuesday.
Jared Goff has 25 touchdown passes. He is tied for second with Dak Prescott, and I really think it's unbelievable what Dak Prescott has done this season. After the conversations we had last year were about his hamstring ripping off the bone, I thought his career was over. He has bounced back in a big way. He's second in yards and tied for second in touchdowns with 25, just having eight interceptions on the season, and his team needed that win. I thought that was an elimination game for both teams. I'm still not ready to say the Chiefs are eliminated, but Dallas now has a chance to win the division with their 6-5-1 record and a win over the Chiefs. We honor Dak Prescott on a Touchdown Tuesday. Here on AWOD Radio, Dak found wide receiver CeeDee Lamb.
Big 10 today. 3rd and 10. Going to the end zone, and he's there. It's Lamb who converts for the third time on third down on this drive, and it's a touchdown for Dallas.
Drake May certainly seems like he's getting himself into MVP conversations. He now has 23 thrown touchdown passes, 22 for Patrick Mahomes. Your rushing leader, it's still JT, Jonathan Taylor, with 15 for the Indianapolis Colts. Josh Allen has 11 touchdowns run in, 11 from Jacobs, 10 from Jahmyr Gibbs, and Derrick Henry. Let's move over to the college ranks here. And you know, we were discussing who's going to be the Heisman winner. I think it might end up being who ends up being the touchdown passing leader in college. And right now, it is the quarterback for the Indiana Hoosiers, Fernando Mendoza, with 32. Sawyer Robertson has 31 for Baylor, including this touchdown from over the weekend. Let's take a listen to the call.
Rush up the middle. Robertson spins one. Fourth down. Got it! Senior to senior. A dot and a potential tying touchdown.
Ohio State's quarterback had 3 touchdown passes in their win against Michigan. He is now moved into 3rd place, just ahead of Josh Huber and Drew Mastemaker at North Texas. Ohio State, 30 touchdowns from Julian Sayin. Let's take a listen on the Fan.
Sayin winds up. Caught, down there, touchdown.
It is the motion man. Splits out of the pocket, looks back
side, down the field, Tate, touchdown, Tater, home run hitter, touchdown, 50 yards.
Julian Sayin, I think there's a chance they're saying his name at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. I think my money would still be on Fernando Mendoza with an outside chance that Diego Pavia gets the call. At the receiver position in college football, Georgia Southern's Camden Brown now has 14 touchdowns as he scored twice over the weekend for Georgia Southern.
French, a quick look. He's got Brown out there. Camden Brown on the touchdown. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. Amon Green goes in motion. Single coverage out there. Boogie Trotter was out there, but so was the Georgia Southern receiver. Was he inbounds? Brown came down with it. There's no signal yet. It's Cam Brown again.
Touchdown!
Goes up.
Skylar Bell has 13. Cyrus Allen at Cincy has 12. I kind of love Elijah Surratt at Indiana. He's got 11, and it does feel like the best wide receiver in football is Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. He's got 11 scores on the season. Caleb Hawkins, your rushing leader, with 23 touchdowns. Kawan Lacy, that's the story of the season, though. Ole Miss's star now has ran in 20 different touchdowns, and they're going to rely on him in the CFP as he will be working with the defensive coordinator, taking over as the head coach with Lane Kiffin, going to LSU. Lane Kiffin actually had his introductory press conference earlier today at LSU. I don't understand people that don't compare what's going on at JMU to what went on at Ole Miss. I mean, you're a JMU grad, Jeremy. Should JMU have said, Chesney, get the heck out of here, go to the West Coast, or should they let him coach out the rest of this season?
You got to let him coach out the rest of the season. We want to make the playoffs. We want to win the Sun Belt Championship. That's not happening without a coach.
Yeah, I just think it's petty from Ole Miss. You're like, get out of here, Lane. We'll be fine without you. I don't think you will. You actually had the most success you've had in the last 30 years with him as the head coach and the recruits that he brought in that have gone on to the NFL. And at LSU, he's going to have triple the number of stars that end up playing on Sundays. That was a Touchdown Tuesday here on AWOD Radio. If we missed a touchdown from college in the NFL that we needed to highlight, give us a call. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Jay Money, you're just getting used to this thing, but you did miss one. Treylon Burks against the... who did we lose to? Oh, against the Denver Broncos. That was a highlight level worthy play for a Touchdown Tuesday. Treylon Burks' one-handed catch.
Definitely worth it. One of the best touchdowns. Probably the best touchdown of the season, I would say. I could try and find it real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah, we can bring it up next week on Touchdown Tuesday. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Come back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The theme of the show today has been playoffs. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to run around local sports in Richmond, it's Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. I'm guessing the rain is finally stopping in town. I think we've had enough, but guess what? You don't have to shovel it, so we'll take it.
What is the first thing that comes to mind for you when I say playoffs right now?
Right now, it's kind of how few teams are left. I mean, you start the season with everybody, and everybody has the same record. Dwindles down, especially for Sean Robertson and I. It's, you know, how many teams do we have left? You know, who are we covering this week? And once you get to this point of the season, with just a couple of exceptions, I mean, everybody is really, really good. And playing at this point of the year, is a lot different than playing in week one or two back in late August and early September.
Oh, absolutely. And we're locked into the high school playoffs here on 910 The Fan. You can hear the 804 broadcast game of the week. Hokie Steve and Coach Criswell right here on 910 The Fan. College football playoffs, UVA and JMU. We'll start with JMU. Is JMU making the right decision to let Bob Chesney coach them throughout the rest of this season and into the playoffs, even though he is headed to UCLA?
I think so, and I think there's a difference between Bob Chesney. Well, there's several differences between Bob Chesney's situation and Lane Kiffin's situation between Ole Miss and LSU. Some of the guys that will play for JMU might not necessarily be the same type of players that would be, you know, targeted by UCLA. So there's not a lot of crossover there in terms of, oh, well, my coach is going there, I'm going to go with him. You know, maybe yes, maybe no. There's more of that level in the SEC. Number two, this is, you know, might be JMU's best shot at an opportunity like this. You know, who knows when something like this might come along again. And to have the guy who has brought you this far finish it out, you know, may just be the best way for you. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, but you want to have the best possible chance to take advantage of an opportunity like this. And keeping Bob Chesney and his staff together through till the end of their season is the right move if that's what you're looking for.
See, I think the situations are very similar, and that this is the best chance Ole Miss is going to have over the next 15 years, just like it's the best chance JMU is going to have. And so I think JMU is handling this right. Ole Miss is handling it wrong. I get it. The difference is maybe the rivalry of the two teams, but I think Ole Miss needs to be humbled in this situation and realize this is their best chance that they've got. For JMU, you know, Cignetti left and didn't coach the bowl game.
You know, different coaches, different situations, and different outcomes. I'm trying to remember when Cignetti left, if he was even interested in coach. Now, a bowl game is different than a playoff game. And, you know, who knows if JMU doesn't get that group of five spot in the CFP, you know, does he stick around for a bowl game? I tend to think he would, knowing I don't pretend to be the man's best friend, but I've been up there quite a bit over the last 2 years, and I think he would have an obligation, a personal obligation, to want to see this all the way through. But again, I think the biggest difference between Kiffin's situation and Chesney's is that Ole Miss had a very real threat, or, you know, they could be legitimately worried about Kiffin taking most of his staff and a lot of his players with him. And the players can go if they want anyway, because that's the way college football is set up. The Lane Kiffin situation, I think, is more of a product of a failed college football and NCAA calendar that allows schools to do this in the first place for the early signing period. But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I just think everybody loves to poke fun at Lane Kiffin because he's had his misfortunes in the past, and it doesn't seem like he's really that great of a human being. I just think it's kind of really similar to Chesney, and I think Ole Miss is the one that's saying, hey, we don't want him to coach, whereas JMU is saying, hey, we respect you, we thank you for your services, and we hope you have a lot of success at UCLA. They probably will lose a lot of their guys. I mean, I think you can count 7 or 8 Indiana players that started on JMU.
Yes, and I'm not saying that, you know, there wouldn't be players that would, you know, try to go there, but hey, UCLA, if you've been to LA, it's different. I mean, and that's one of the things that really surprised me about Chesney's decision to go to UCLA, because you know, it's different recruiting. He's never been a West Coast guy, and I keep looking back to when Bronco Mendenhall came from BYU. You know, Bronco, he did take UVA to the ACC title game, but by and large, that wasn't all that much of a successful tenure in Charlottesville. And I really think it was because, you know, he was used to a different style out there. He was recruiting different players. He was at a completely different institution. Academically, they might have been similar, but you really need a guy that understands the areas in which he recruits. And I know with the transfer portal and NIL, recruiting is nationally now anyway. But I just think there's something to be said for knowing the region and the footprint in which you ply your trade.
You mentioned UVA. They will play in the ACC title game against Duke, an opponent they just beat 2 weeks ago and beat them bad. We had Chris Graham from the Augusta Free Press. He said, biggest game in UVA football history.
Maybe the last 20 years, absolutely, yes. I don't know about the biggest game in football history. UVA played a lot of really big games under George Welsh. It was just the sport was structured differently back then.
Yeah. Well, the playoffs gives them an opportunity that they might have never had, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no. And that's what I see. Yeah, that you're absolutely right. The structure of the game now makes this the most important game they've had, let's say, in the BCS or the CFP era, definitely. And, you know, I always think, and I'm not saying that, you know, Duke's going to win this game, but I always think in a rematch between teams that have played recently, I think the team that lost has the advantage because they know what to fix. The team that won has all the confidence in the world, but, you know, Duke is going to know what they did wrong, and they can go fix it.
Yeah, and Mensa just had an awful game. And I guess you credit UVA. They had a sack on the first play, and they got in his face all game long. But he's consistently been one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC. But so has Chandler Morris, so this should be a great battle. Also a great coaching matchup as well.
Yeah, and, you know, UVA, this is – they had the opportunity last week against Virginia Tech. They cashed in on it. I don't know of anybody that really thought that the outcome of that was going to be any different than it was. And you know that players, you know, whether they've been in this program for a year, 4 years, 10 years, you know, whether the staff has been around for a month or whether they've spent their whole lives in Charlottesville, you get a sense of, you know, how big this is, not just for the team, not just for the players, not just for Tony Elliott, but for the program, the entire institution, you know, the city of Charlottesville. They haven't had a lot of moments like this. And you know, if you follow the team, you just want to see them see it all the way through.
Lane, really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Adam, thanks for having me. Have a great week, everybody.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You got two options. Tonight, you could turn on ESPN and hear the committee select the 12-team playoff bracket and the latest reveal of the playoff top 25. Or just tune into AWOD Radio tomorrow at 12:15 for Crosstalk as me and Michael Phillips continue to break it down punch by punch here of the 12-team college football playoffs. So what's it going to take for JMU to get in? Can they jump North Texas and Tulane with a win in their Sun Belt Championship? And also, does a blowout victory matter? I think the committee is looking at that kind of stuff. I do think that Virginia blowing out Virginia Tech looked good for them. And so I do think margin of victory at this point of the year absolutely matters for the bracket and the selection. But that's the big story tonight in the sports world as we close the show by highlighting the biggest sports event of the night here with Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Dude, I'm so team Lane Kiffin on this whole situation that here's what I wouldn't mind if the committee did. If the committee said, you know what, Ole Miss, you think you're so good. You think you're in the same conversation as LSU that you can win without Lane Kiffin. Well, you know what? As a committee, we're going to punish you like we punished Florida State. I would love for the committee to hold Ole Miss out of the playoffs. Hold them out!
That's tough.
Hold them out.
If it was a four team, I'd agree with you 100%.
You held out FSU for not having your quarterback. He took his entire offensive coaching staff with him.
The difference between that and this is we saw one game sample size with Florida State without their quarterback. And they won that game. Props to them. They didn't look like a top four team in the country in that game. There's going to be no sample size for Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin. So you can't just drop them after a win. It puts them in a really tough spot. I understand wanting to, but I don't think you can.
I want them to. If they're not going to do that, fine. Match Ole Miss with UVA. That's the game I want. Tony Elliott against a coachless team.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that. So the college football playoff bracket will be revealed tonight. JMU, will they be included?
I think they will. I think they're
going... No, come on now. You're just saying that.
No, I'm so serious. I really think what they're going to do with this penultimate ranking, the final, second to last one, is they're going to put everyone that has a shot at the playoffs on the board. They've been putting teams like SMU on, because what if SMU makes the ACC title game? Then you have to give them a shot. That's what they're going to do in this ranking. They're going to put the three group of five teams, 23, 24, 25, whatever order they want. JMU will be in that bottom three.
If Duke wins the ACC title game, does that set up for JMU and a North Texas to get in, or is that set up for JMU and Miami to get in?
So Miami's not getting in unless they get in at large, because they're not getting any kind of auto bid. That's a tough spot. I think what they could do, maybe, conspiracy theory, so the ACC is not left out, push Notre Dame out, put Miami in, and then get the two group of five schools.
That's what I've been saying, because I just believe that when it's all said and done, right? Like, this is the last one before the title games, then there'll be the final reveal. On this one, they'll probably still have Notre Dame in. After the next one, if it comes down to one team has to be left out, and Miami is there at 12, and Notre Dame is there at 9, they are in the same group, that I think you have to consider the head-to-head, and you take out Notre Dame.
Here's the issue, though. Neither of those two teams play this week. If you're going to make the move, it has to be tonight.
See, I think they're not going to do that, because they're hoping that UVA wins, and then you don't get that situation. That's why I think they wouldn't do that. And that's also why, when they reveal the 12 today, they're going to put Tulane or North Texas in over JMU.
Right? Yeah, they're going to keep Tulane. Tulane still hasn't lost, so there's no reason to take them out. And then it would be, I think, the order, bottom three, 23 Tulane, 24 JMU, 25 North Texas. So that's where the winner of the American Championship matters.
Yeah. Paul Feinbaum had this take on Get Up ESPN about Alabama, who will be playing in the SEC title game against Georgia. Now, they already have a win over Georgia this season, and I think everyone's saying, if Alabama wins, they're definitely going to be a top four team. If they lose, is there a chance they're eliminated? I don't think you can do that. Let's take a listen.
They have to ignore it. Otherwise, Greeny, they blow up the entire conference championship weekend. What is the point of all this? And I realize there's a lot of money to be made for everyone, including the network that we currently work for. But it would be a travesty to penalize a team for advancing to that point against a team you've already beaten on their home field. It's hard to say you're going to make a bigger mockery of college football than we've already made over the last couple of days, but it would.
Who gets in if BYU beats Texas Tech?
Both of them. Both of them get in. You cannot take out Texas Tech right now. Texas Tech, too good of a football team. I think they'll be the fourth team right now.
So look, Indiana's a lock, right?
Yes.
That is, give me a ding. That's one right there. Indiana's a lock. Ohio State is a lock. Ole Miss. As much as I just made my bit about how they screwed up with Lane Kiffin, they should let him finish the job. Finish the fight, try to win a championship. Looking back, you're not going to care who is the coach. You want the glory, Ole Miss. You messed this one up. You botched it, but you're locked in. Oregon is locked in. Georgia, even with a loss, is locked in. Oklahoma will not play again. They're locked in. A&M will not play again. They're locked in. That's seven locks right there. That's
Did you say
seven
Ohio
locks.
State, too?
I said Ohio State,
there
yes.
There you go.
All right? I don't consider Texas Tech a lock, because if BYU beats them, then you have got to figure out, are you going to hold out Notre Dame, Alabama, or Texas Tech?
if it comes to it, I am taking Texas Tech over Alabama every single time. The resume is much better. They don't have a loss to Florida State.
All right, but if Alabama beats Georgia, they're not in that conversation anymore.
That's right.
And would you take Texas Tech over a Georgia team that lost again to Alabama?
No.
So then Alabama would become the eighth team in then. UVA, let's say they're the ninth team in. All right. A G5 team is the 10th team in. You might have to hold out Texas Tech for BYU taking that spot from them. There is a chance the Big 12 only gets one. If the ACC only gets one, there's a chance the Big 12 only gets one.
The only way the Big 12 only gets one is if Texas Tech wins. It's the same thing with Alabama, the same logic. You can't punish a team for losing the conference championship game.
So then would you take out Notre Dame for a two-loss Texas Tech team? Then?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think the committee has the marbles to take out a program with a fan base as big as Notre Dame. That's my opinion on that. I think brands matter. That's why Alabama, Paul Feinbaum just said, they could lose to Georgia. They're still going to get in. Brands matter in the college football playoffs. I don't know why you have a committee when it's all about brands, but that's what they're doing. I'll be watching tonight to the latest reveal at 7 o'clock. Grant Danny coming up next here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.